This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine says its forces have retaken 37 square kilometers of territory in eastern Ukraine and in southern Ukraine during the past week alone as part of its counteroffensive against Russia launched in June. Analysts say that the recent mutiny against Russia's top commanders may have an impact on the morale of Russian soldiers on the battlefield. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Singh.
Russia is continuing its drone attacks on eastern Ukraine, like this one in Sumy. Ukraine's defense ministry said Monday that Ukrainian troops are fighting fierce battles with Russian forces around the eastern flashpoint city of Bakhmut and have retaken territory. Speaking on Saturday in London at the Ditchley Foundation, U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director William Burns said that the armed mutiny 2 weeks ago by mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was a challenge to the Russian state and to President Vladimir Putin. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Ukrainians near the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest, are preparing for a potential meltdown and its fallout.
Sayenko says the locals have been calm, but after warnings from Ukraine's intelligence chief, who recently said that the Russians have approved plans to mine the plant and provoke a meltdown, they have been getting ready for possible evacuation. He says that his family members are gathering all the essentials, documents, and money to be able to live in an emergency. Scientists monitoring the situation for a possible catastrophe say the cities of Nikopol and Energodar next to the plant are in the greatest danger of radioactive contamination. Lesia Bakalets for VOA News.
This is VOA News. Kyiv and its Western allies have opened a new center in The Hague that will investigate Russia's leaders for the crime of aggression following its 2022 invasion of Ukraine. VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
Ukrainian Prosecutor General Andriy Kostin said its creation was a vital step toward justice.
Today, we gather here on occasion of a truly historic moment. I would say an epoch-defining moment when the civilized world not only voices but also shows by concrete actions that accountability is what matters the most.
Prosecutors from Ukraine, the European Union, and the United States will build the criminal case against Russia. Moscow denies committing war crimes, crimes against humanity, and the crime of aggression. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The rate of deaths of pregnant women and new mothers in the U.S. has more than doubled over the past two decades, and it's evident that minority women suffer the most. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Researchers looked at maternal deaths in the U.S. between 1999 and 2019, looking at every state and five racial and ethnic groups. What they found, according to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, is that black women died at the highest rates in the country. An example is Arkansas, where black women are twice as likely to have a pregnancy-associated death as white women. The largest increases in maternal mortality were found among American Indian and Native Alaskan mothers. Study co-author Dr. Allison Bryant says the study is a call to action to understand the root causes and to make sure health care is accessible to all. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hong Kong's leader has called on eight overseas activists to turn themselves in a day after police put out bounties on them for violating the city's national security law. Police on Monday offered rewards of HK$1 million for each information leading to the arrest of the eight prominent democracy activists based abroad, accusing them of crimes such as subversion and colluding with foreign forces. All eight fled Hong Kong after Beijing imposed a sweeping national security law on the financial hub in 2020 to quell dissent after huge and sometimes violent pro-democracy protests in 2019 were quashed. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.